You're listening to SBS News.
In the 72 years since India and Pakistan gained independence from British rule, tens of thousands have been killed in the neighbouring country's dispute over Kashmir. When Britain left in 1947 and India and Pakistan were partitioned, Kashmir State initially decided to be independent of both countries, before ceding to India later that year. Ever since, there has been a succession of skirmishes between the two nuclear powers over the region. A proposed UN plebiscite on the issue never happened. While a line of control was drawn in 1972 after the third India-Pakistan war over Kashmir and several ceasefires declared, the violence has persisted. As recently as February, a suicide bomber rammed a car into a bus in Kashmir, killing 40 Indian paramilitary police on board and heightening tensions. Now, India-Pakistan ties have been further strained after India announced it would revoke constitutional provisions that allow the Indian-controlled Muslim-majority state of Jammu and Kashmir to make its own laws. Crucially, the changes would scrap laws limiting property purchases and ownership to Kashmir residents, an important regulation for India's only Muslim-majority state in resisting a demographic balance shift towards Hindus. It's a move that sparked celebrations in the state's Hindu-dominated Jammu city and in New Delhi, where Kashmiri Hindus fled from the state in the 1980s. This resident has congratulated President Narendra Modi for his decision.
Our 30 years of banishment has ended. The most important thing is that now Jammu and Kashmir will prosper. Today is the actual independence. It's a historic and very good step for us that Article 370 has been scrapped.
But there have also been protests in the Indian capital. Demonstrator Kavita Krishnan accusing President Modi of mounting a constitutional coup.
This is an attack on the constitution, and this amounts to burning the bridges which connected Kashmir to the rest of India. And we are here because we know that this is not no solution to the Kashmir problem. And it is not just about Kashmir. It is also a prelude to destroying the constitutional rights and liberties of all Indians.
In Pakistan, hundreds have staged demonstrations across the country. Kashmiri refugee Nabi Baig says it amounts to an Indian takeover of the region.
This revocation of these two articles, there can any Indian citizen will be able to grab land in occupied Kashmir. He can be citizen of Kashmir. And secondly, the Indian occupied Jammu and Kashmir has been directly given to Indian territory, and there is no assembly now, no chief minister at all.
Opposition leader Shahbaz Sharif has described the move as an act of aggression against humanity and freedom.
It's time, high time, that the world understands the gravity of the situation. The world appreciates that Pakistan is a party to this entire affair. India cannot decide anything without Pakistan being on board, along with the Kashmiris. So Pakistan will do everything within its command to ensure that this wrong is corrected.
But President Modi's supporters deny it's a provocative act, more a fulfillment of his pre-election pledge to the Indian people to revitalize the region's economy. They say scrapping Article 370 also addresses gender discrimination, since the law stipulates that Kashmiri women who marry people outside the region lose inherited property rights. Constitutional expert Subhash Kashyap says lawmakers put a lot of thought into the changes.
That constitutionally it is sound. No constitutional or legal fault can be found in it. and the government has carefully studied the matter and taken into account all considerations.
With the region at another flashpoint, observers have speculated about a role for the world's global policeman. Only last month, with Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan by his side, United States President Donald Trump suggested he had been asked by President Modi to act as a middleman over Kashmir. It was a claim quickly dismissed by India. Given it has an agreement with Pakistan, the dispute should only be resolved between them. But there's no doubt world leaders will be keeping a keen eye on the situation. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged India and Pakistan to exercise restraint. Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the UN is following the tense situation with concern.
We're also aware of reports of restrictions on the Indian side of Kashmir, and we urge all parties to exercise restraint. But over the past few days, the UN Military Observer Group in India and Pakistan, otherwise known as UNMOGIP, has observed and reported an increase in military activity along the line of control.
An indefinite security lockdown has been in place in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir, effectively stranding millions in their homes. Communications have been cut and thousands of troops deployed in the hope of discouraging an uprising in a region with a history too often synonymous with violence and bloodshed. Gareth Borum, SBS News.